Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. And that grace is found in the letters of the Apostle Paul. But the only problem is you have to correctly cut the word of truth to get the grace of God and to enjoy it. And that's why we're giving these programs out to point us in the right direction so we can enjoy God to the fullest and all the riches of his grace. Well, last time we talked about correctly cutting the word of truth. And we talked a little bit about the schizophrenic Christianity where they're trying to blend contrary scriptures, trying to make passages in Matthew match with Romans as if they taught the same thing. They don't. And remember last time we pointed out, we believe all the Bible, the word of truth, all scripture is God-inspired and we believe it, but it must be correctly cut. Listen to the last audio for more definitions. Now, schizophrenia, we talked about that. In a medical definition describes it as following, of, relating to, or characterized by the coexistence of antagonistic elements. And we can really make the Bible an antagonistic book when we do not correctly cut the word of truth. I know that sounds harsh, but it's true. How many people have lost their peace and joy from not correctly cutting the word of truth? People who thought they were lost, they thought they can lose their salvation because they read passages of Matthew that they just didn't understand. Well, guess what? We're going to put these things in their proper place in these programs because there are answers. There are answers. God, if anything, wants you to be sure. But some people think it's a virtue to never know anything. It's not. It is God's spirit. It's God's desire that you have assurance. And that's what we're going to do. And we're going to do that through correctly cutting the word of truth. Now, last time I mentioned I'd show you how the Lord practiced correctly cutting. And to do that, we have to turn to Luke chapter 4. So grab your scriptures and turn to Luke chapter 4. I'm going to start reading from verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he was reared, and according to his custom, on the day of the Sabbaths, he entered into the synagogue and rose to read. And handed to him was a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And opening the scroll, he found the place where it was written. And now he quotes Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, on account of which he anoints me to bring the evangel to the poor. He has commissioned me to heal the crushed heart, to herald to captives a pardon, and to the blind the receiving of sight, to dispatch the oppressed with a pardon, to herald the acceptable year of the Lord." And he stops. Then he furls the scroll, it says in verse 20, and gives it back to the deputy, and then he sits down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were looking intently at him. Now he begins to be saying to them that, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." Now notice what our Lord does. He takes a portion of Isaiah and he only reads a small portion of it. And that was interesting and kind of odd as well. According to the rules of the synagogue of that day, usually a reading was the equivalent of around 20 to 25 verses. So our Lord did something unusual, and that's why they were looking intently at him, like as if to say, "Why'd you stop?" Well, he stopped for this reason, because today he says this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. So this one portion of scripture is being fulfilled in the ears of the people in that day. Now, let's go to Isaiah 61 and look at the passage, and this is probably why the people were so shocked. Isaiah chapter 61. So let's read it. Isaiah 61 reads this. This is where our Lord was reading from the scroll. "The Spirit of my Lord Yahweh is on me, because Yahweh anoints me to bear tidings to the humble. He sends me to bind up the brokenhearted, to herald to captives liberty, and to the blind the unclosing of the eyes, and to the bound to take the jubilee, to herald an acceptable year for Yahweh." And then there's a comma. And the next part of the verse reads, "And a day of vengeance for our Elohim." Now notice that. The Lord stops just before the day of vengeance. And what he was doing was practicing correctly cutting the word of truth. He was saying, in the first coming of our Lord, when he came to earth, this portion of scripture was being fulfilled. It wasn't time for the day of vengeance yet. But guess what? Do you know our Lord? He quotes the rest of this verse later in the account of Luke. So let's turn to see where our Lord finishes this quote. So in Luke 4, he reads Isaiah 61 and part of verse 2. But if you turn to Luke chapter 21, he finishes the quote. And I'm turning there right now, Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21, starting with verse 20. Now, whenever you may be perceiving Jerusalem surrounded by encampments, then know that her desolation is near. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains, and let those in her midst be coming out into the country. And let not those in the country be entering into her, for days of vengeance are these. There's the rest of the quote from Isaiah to fulfill all that is written. This is an important verse. So what our Lord was doing was practicing correctly cutting the word of truth. A comma represented 2,000 years. And our Lord was saying, at my first coming, this portion was being fulfilled. At my second coming, that portion will be fulfilled. And that is correctly cutting the word of truth. And there's also another comma today. There's a pause, as it were. You know the word of Paul, his name, Paul, means pause. And the ministry of the Apostle Paul is like a comma that fills up the gap between the first and second advent of Christ. Paul's letters are for today. All other scripture finds their application and interpretation either before this present administration or after this administration is finished, after the body of Christ is snatched away. And Paul's ministry is today. It's truth for today. So get to know Paul's letters. And this is what we mean by correctly cutting the word of truth, putting things in their proper place. Now, next time, I'm going to talk to you about the dangers of blending. Remember, I gave you the definition of schizophrenia. Schizophrenia means it's characterized by the coexistence of antagonistic elements. Well, I'm going to show you how some scriptures are used to produce great havoc in people's lives, in their minds, in their emotions. And, you know, Satan himself quoted scripture and he misquoted it. And I'm going to show you how he did that. Satan can use scripture to kill you, believe it or not. And that's something we really need to take a look at. So next time we're going to talk about the dangers of blending scriptures. And we're going to try to cure us of this schizophrenic Christianity. This is Dan Sheridan. I hope you have a great day. Keep listening.